And as we heard in National Rural News also today, in a bid to stop falling sheep numbers here in Western Australia, a new sheep industry group is set to launch, and that should happen at the end of next month. It's called Sheep Alliance, and the group is going to form out of the current restructure of the Sheep Industry Leadership Council. The state flock stood at 14 million head at the end of June last year, and that's down from 15.5 million in 2013. Back in the 1990s, numbers peaked at 38.4 million head. Sheep Industry Leadership Council Executive Officer Esther Jones says up to 30 sheep industry-based groups have applied to become members of this new Sheep Alliance, which regards preventing numbers from falling further as an urgent priority.
Look, we're all critically aware that actually dollars drive decisions in any business, and there is no doubt that there are people that have chosen to reduce their sheep numbers due to a profit-driven decision. Clearly, it's very obvious that it is, easier, sexier to be cropping than running bigger numbers of sheep. Somehow it's easier to justify shiny tractors than it is the investment in the sheep yards. And, of course, the consequence of that is that it's not as much fun looking after sheep sometimes as it is putting in the next crop. So we have a whole raft of, social attitudes as well as business attitudes to challenge.
Why was there a need for a restructure?
The Sheep Industry Leadership Council underwent an internal review back in February of this year, and what they wanted to do was to look at what was working and what wasn't, but particularly in terms of their capacity to have influence and help drive sustainable growth in the WA sheep industry. And what the board identified back in February was that there was a key barrier for this was for a start, the lack of accountability back to industry, but more importantly, really the lack of ownership in the operations of the board by the many and various groups within the WA sheep industry supply chain.
Now, you hit on an interesting point there with the simple word everybody. There does seem to be a lot of groups and a lot of boards, involved in the sheep industry. Would it be better served to perhaps simplify the process there?
Well, I think, Anthony, that's probably a feature of all sectors of agriculture, not exclusive to sheep by any means. But I think it would be safe to say when you looked at the people and the organisations that they represent and sitting around the table that everyone has a very clear role, but none of them have the role individually of addressing the big picture items. And so what we're seeking to do with this restructure is to bring all players to the table, everybody who actually has skin in the game and who cares about an ongoing decline in sheep population.
Was it hard to get everyone to the table?
Everyone was really happy to be part of the meeting and indeed clearly expressed a let's get together again quickly to solve, to resolve exactly what we will do with this restructure. So, no, it wasn't hard to get people together. It was understandably a challenge for everyone to sign on, to a single focus, but the DAFWA report helped us do that because there was one thing in common that everybody cared about, and that was the declining sheep numbers.
Would that suggest there's a sense of urgency about this?
Yeah, look, I reckon there is. These numbers are significant. The one strategy that is immediately open to us is to actually increase lamb survival rates, to shoot for greater lambing percentages, and the figures that have been extrapolated in this report do show that the opportunity that exists in addressing the sheep numbers through a management approach can actually make a significant difference. There is room for improvement in that space. So.
Esther Jones, Executive Officer of the Sheep Industry Leadership Council, 16 past 12. I wonder if that's true for you at your place, you moving away from sheep or have done in recent years, looking more at the cropping side of your business or thinking about expanding your sheep numbers into the future. Text through today 0448 922 604 and share your story with us. Well, the processors, of course, are feeling the effects of the falling sheep numbers. Greg Cross is the General Manager of Fletcher International Exports based at Narracup in our Great Southern. He told Anthony Pansia he's unable to service new international inquiries for meat and he's had to scale down abattoir working hours and kill numbers because he just can't get enough stock. But he says demand is still high for WA sheep.
Oh, for sure. There's a massive demand for the product. I mean, Australia's got a very good reputation of having the clean, green environment and processing facilities on food hygiene, meat safety aspects is second to none. So, yeah, there's plenty of demand for it, but fortunately we just haven't got the volume out there to supply the demand that's there.
And where do you export to?
Oh, crikey. We do 90 countries we've got on our books. So, yeah, if you throw a pin on the globe there, Anthony, there'd be probably more places that we export to than we don't.
And what do you say to those countries that are asking for more sheep? What do you say?
Oh, well, we can say that we can only, if somebody comes knocking on your door looking for product, you just say, sorry, you just can't service the inquiry. Obviously, we still have our customers that are out there, so the customers that we got, we do the best we can. Other than that, and a lot of them just realise too just what it's like. They've been associated with our company for many, many years, so they understand what's happening here in Australia. So obviously it's just a matter of them being going on knocking on doors and getting the product where they can and when they can.
Well, let's look at it then from what you guys see coming in and going out your door. How has that changed over the past 5 years?
Oh, well, we're a plant that is been designed and built, and we've been running for 18 years, and primarily it was organised to run two shifts where we do two 9-hour shifts 5 days a week. But since 2009, we've been only running single shift because the livestock numbers just haven't been there.
When did you first really start to notice the decline?
Probably over the last 2 years too. We have, because of the shortage of livestock, we have what they call as a stand-down days because of the shortage of livestock. So last year and this year has been pretty well a mirror image.
When you say stand-down days, like essentially days where you can't operate the facility?
Yeah, correct, because you just haven't got enough stock.
How much longer do you think you guys can operate within that sort of model?
Oh, look, I just think you've for the numbers that are available, you've just got to be working smarter and just making sure you've got your efficiencies, and that's just something that we do, or I certainly do, every day. I'm just looking at our operations and just seeing what we can do to make sure that we can address our expenditure and just keep continuing. You've just got to start working a lot smarter when the numbers just aren't there.
And is it familiar story with most processors across WA?
Oh, look, I believe so. You speak to them all that there's all of them certainly saying that they could do a lot more than what they currently are now. And as I just said, well, we could easily do another million sheep a year. We've got the facility for it. And other plants are certainly going through the same experience as what we are as well.
Now, just on that then, the Sheep Industry Leadership Council is sort of saying that a lot of sheep farmers are opting more towards cropping as opposed to actually boosting the numbers of sheep.
Well, there's argument on both sides there whether that's the right way to go or not. And again, as I said, I'm certainly not a farmer. I'm not out there having to do all the hard yards. But again, if you do your research, and I think that there's certainly money to be made with livestock. And yes, cropping's an easy way to go about it, I suppose. It's you don't have to roll your sleeves up as much. So that could be the reasons why the numbers are going in the negative side.
Greg, you're no doubt aware that the Sheep Industry Leadership Council is currently undergoing a restructure, in part to address the issue of the declining numbers of sheep, but also to bring together the numerous groups, boards and representatives. From a processor point of view, is the council currently too top-heavy?
Oh, I don't know if there's a lot, but there's certainly whoever's in there that doing everything and they're sharing a concern and doing everything they can, I suppose, to try and address this decline in the numbers. And it's better that than people just sitting back saying, oh, it's no good, and shrugging their shoulders and just letting it go. So, look, whether they get a result out of it, hopefully they do. But if not, well, it's not from the lack of effort. And I'll take my hat off to people for having a go.
General Manager of Fletcher International Exports, Greg Cross, ending that report from Anthony Pansia.